Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, July 19, 2021. This morning I will talk about honoring parents. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Almighty Father, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, thank you for your ongoing presence in our lives. Redeem our relationships, guarantee our fidelity, mentor our leadership. In the power of your Holy Spirit, bless our families, our churches, and our workplaces. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In Deuteronomy 5:16, we read, "Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God commanded you, that your days may be long, and that it may go well with you in the land that the Lord your God is giving you." Who do you honor? Who do you honor most? As postmodern Americans, we love the language of individual autonomy and freedom. Our laws limit the rights of almost all authority figures: parents, teachers, supervisors, police, politicians, even pastors. Honoring one's parents and the general use of father-son language in the Bible was common terminology in the ancient Near East. For example, being created in the image of God implies a father-son or father-daughter relationship, which also appears when Adam fathers Seth in his image. It also appears in the Lord's Prayer, for example, in the phrase, "On earth as it is in heaven." Much as we should honor God our Father, children should honor their parents. The Apostle Paul described this fifth commandment as the only one that includes a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. This promise implies that we do not always know what is best for ourselves. The Apostle Paul redefined hierarchy. He wrote, "Children, obey your parents. Parents, do not upset your children." Likewise, he redefined other relationships. Wives, respect your husbands. Husbands, love your wives like yourself. Slaves, respect your masters. Masters, treat your slaves as family. Paul later required elders in the church to manifest these new relationships. The principle here is, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men or women. If Christ is the Lord of our lives, then hierarchy takes new meaning. Two-way secular relationships are transformed into three-way covenant relationships under God. Every relationship is you, me, and God. Marriage transforms from a contract, which is two ways, into a covenant, which is three. Relationships morph from social transactions into opportunities to display Christ's love for one another. Jesus said, "Behold, I am making all things new." Transformed relationships allow the kingdom of God to break into a fallen world here and now. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.